you have two legs, huh? And that's what I call the hips. Huh? They are the hips, but in a way, that's just a space towards left and right. And then on top you have the head, but left and right of the head are the two shoulders. And when we walk through the seven pointed stars, you can choose both directions. Both directions is right, correct. And you can just try. Everything matters, so it's correct, but it's not the same. How does it feel to walk it this way around? How does it feel to walk it that way around? So whichever way you start, you come to the right, to one side, cross over to the other 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 side. And only after this long way, you end in the center. That's one thing. And the other thing, what does the heart consist from? Which energies are the heart? What is the sun in the planetary system? And then you could say the sun is only because of the planet circling around it. It gives it its sense, its meaning. And you can say in the heart, all these forces work in complete balance. You have the Mars forces, the Venus forces, you have moon qualities in the heart. You have everything is working together in balance. And on the other hand, the heart is looking, how are you doing, my dear organs? And is noticing it. And that's a little bit resembled. That's what we address in the seven-pointed star. And now let's walk the seven-pointed star. Only walk. Just stand. Arrive at yourself. The center. And in a way, you can say it's an empty center where seven points are around. And then use your two fingers to point to the feet of the seven-pointed stars in front of you. And then use your fingers to point to, the wide, broad hips, left and right, far out. Then a little bit further in, point to the shoulders of the seven-pointed stars. And then to your feet. And now let's use a finger to cross through the seven-pointed star. Just slowly move the finger and point towards the right foot. Then cross over to the left shoulder. Just draw it on the floor in your fantasy. And then slightly forward to the right hip over there. And then just cross over to the left, to the other hip. Cross over a little bit backwards next to your feet to the right shoulder. Go forward to the left feet and come back to where you stand. And relax. And now take the hands in front of your heart and just let's walk this way. One way. And arrive. Second path. Back and arrive. Slightly forward to the other side. And arrive. Crossing over at the same height. And arrive. Slightly backwards to the other side. Yeah. And arrive the shoulder. And diagonally forward. crossing over to the foot in front. And then backwards to where you started and arrive. And let go. And the question now was, what do I have to experience in the corners that I do not put pressure on myself? And this was with leading them, the sphere of interest around. But the question stays the same if we only arrive at the moment, that we put all our attention in arriving. So let's try it again. And if you get lost, you just continue whatever and do the corners you remember, and you will just arrive in them, because we only want to practice arriving. I stand here. And then I go the first way to the foot. And now I try to have this attitude of I arrive. I awake in something. And arriving means looking around. Where did I arrive? What's the weather like? Who else is there? So I want to draw your attention on the fact of activate your perception and let this perception change how you feel your body. Do the next thing, arrive and start your perception and use the senses of your body to look around. What does my body perceive now, and how does it affect him? And when you have this, you activate your perception, you won't put pressure on yourself, because you only work with perception. That's what I want to stress. Do the next pass to the hips, the furthest out point. Arrive. And activate this feeling of arriving, looking around, being open to surprises. And then to the other one. And now start to become open that each place might feel a little bit different. Because we know the same thing doesn't exist twice. So even if I don't feel any difference, I know it must be different. And this openness brings the healing effect. Then you walk back to the shoulder, cross over. And again, practice arriving, perception, and having this resounding in ourselves. How do we react to what we perceive? And then we go forward and practice arriving in something, looking around. And then we go backwards. And now again, I arrive. And here I know I'm arrived in the middle between left and right. And if I want to, I do a few steps forward to stand in the middle of the 7 points. And now I try to feel, what is it like to be in the middle of them? And can I feel them a little bit? Seven different columns standing there. And then relax. And come back. And now we can do the same standing and just lead the sphere of interest. Yeah? And again, have this feeling of arriving. And then we, in a way, we don't have a body like we did now. But our imagination down there, we arrive there, and it is a sphere of interest, because that's actually a quality of the heart. And what does this sphere of interest, how does it arrive? Yeah, just make it arrive and then just what happens. So let's just go out a little bit. Feel. Yeah, remember how we went out into this realm, the beginning of this lesson. And then the S comes in. And now we start creating S curves. And the caressing quality comes in it. And slowly we approach with S's the realm of our heart. And there we stop. Play a little bit. Always stay playful, playful, communicative. And then just lead the sphere towards, in my case, it's the right foot. But it's not my right foot, it's the right foot of the seven-pointed star. And now I use my fantasy to arrive. And it's not me, but this sphere of interest. What is it like to be there? Then I say goodbye. And with gentle S movements that, yeah, I must care for this sphere, for this. I arrive at my shoulders and then I arrive there. And now I only again try to activate this quality of perceptiveness in this sphere. Step one, arrive. Step two, look around. I let go. Make my way with S and M caring for this sphere, keeping it alive, to the realm next to my right hips. And I practice arriving. I practice perceiving. I practice being touched. I'm not doing anything. I'm just open. I make my way to the other sphere, to the other space on the other side. I arrive. Go further to my shoulders. I arrive. I look around. I allow myself to be astonished. I say goodbye. I arrive down there at the other foot of the left seven-pointed star. Arrive. Open up, allow myself to be astonished. How is it to be there? I say goodbye, make my last way up. I arrive. I'm try to be in this sphere, open up. And then again, I return to my center. And now ask yourself, just take the sphere of your heart lovingly into your hands and ask yourself, how big are you now? What are you, how do you feel now? How are you doing, my dear heart? Allow yourself to ask this question. Return to your center and let go. And breathe. And if you want to challenge yourself, you can try, can I do the walking and the guiding of the sphere of interest at the same time, that in one hand I arrive with my body and have the experience of arriving and the sphere of interest experience its own arriving and looking around. Okay, please sit down and listen to the resonance. How is it doing to you? Yeah, just feel free to listen to yourself however you want. And it's very different, huh, from what we did with the really entering the basic rhythm of the heart in a way, in the ah and oo and the steps and the left and right and caressing the spiral, which in a way is the time aspect. And here we just enter this big, big dimension of what everything is playing, working together to keep or to make our heart so big. Great. So please, we were working very intensively on deepening what we have been doing last time. I'm very grateful to your question for challenging me to really bring what's behind it. I really value that. Feel free to take a rest, to relax. And if you have questions of very different kind, feel free to put them next time. If you want to go on like this, ask similar questions, because all the other questions are very, very valuable also. And I would have loved also to work on them. Perhaps next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.